Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom, Public Information Officer for the Roane Area School District. As always, we're here with our host, Superintendent Dr. Tremaine Clarity, and today we've got some special guests who aren't shy about stepping up to the mic.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And we've got some great guests here, and behind the scenes since mid-August, or maybe even earlier, a dedicated cast and crew of students have been pouring their energy into this year's fall musical, Hadestown, Teen Edition. With opening night just around the corner, we're thrilled to have two of the show's leads, Aria and Morty, here with us today. Before Dr. Clarity starts his conversation with them, we just want to note for our listeners what it means to perform the teen edition of a show like Hadestown. A couple of adaptations are made, ranging from vocal arrangements being transposed for teen voices, expanded chorus options, and, of course, explicit references to substance use and other sensitive topics have been removed to better suit a school population. Take it away, Dr. Clarity.
Thank you, Marcy. And again, welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. We are really excited to have two of our dynamic students of the Roane Area School District here, Aria and Morty. How are you?
We're good.
I'm doing very well.
Welcome to the show. At the time that we are recording right now, we're right in the middle of homecoming season, and as two seniors, it can be a more exciting time for you.
Yeah, it really is. We've been enjoying the dress-up days and just the spirit of the school.
It's really fun to see everyone really getting into it at rehearsal.
Yeah.
Part of rehearsal as well, everybody getting into the season?
Yeah.
That is awesome. You can always tell the energy is a little bit higher, but it's fun. And enjoy those moments, especially in your senior year. You know, you look back and those moments, there's, you know, you're going to learn a lot in Roane Area School District, but those amazing times that you have with your peers, with the cast, with your colleagues in the school, those are really the relationships that are going to be meaningful as you move on in life. So enjoy the moments in a safe way. Always got to put that
100%,
in there.
100%. Yeah.
So let's get into the reason for being here, and that's Hadestown Teen Edition. And Aria, I'm going to start with you. Mm-hmm. For this, pretend a listener may know that this is a musical, but what is the storyline? What should they expect when they open up and come see you on stage?
Yeah, so Hadestown is a retelling of the Greek myth of Orpheus and Eurydice. It follows Orpheus, who's a singer, and Eurydice, who is a poor girl who's kind of like lonesome and solitary. And so they fall in love, and eventually Eurydice ends up going to the underworld. And it also, along the plot, it kind of follows a separate subplot of Hades and Persephone and their love story. And so we see that the parallels between the two love stories. But the storyline is after Eurydice goes to the underworld, Orpheus goes to hell and heaven to bring her back. And he breaks barriers and he walks all the way down and to get her back. And we see that struggle and the themes of doubt and love and trust and everything in there.
Oh, that's amazing. And great summary of that.
Thanks.
It's really, really well done. Morty, when you saw the script, what was the first thing that crossed your mind?
I think just what a big undertaking it is. One thing that's really unique about this musical is that there's no dialogue at all. Wow. It's completely sung through. So every moment that we're on stage, there's music playing, there's people singing, there's a lot of dancing. And that's a really big undertaking, but I think it's just been so special to see that come along and just with everyone doing so well.
Wow, I'm really excited for it. I got my tickets ready to go.
Yay.
I'll be at the Saturday matinee, so I'm really, really excited for that, to be able to see you on stage.
Yeah.
What roles are you playing?
Yeah, so I'm Eurydice. And
I'm playing Hades.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, little interaction.
Yeah. We have a song together.
We have a song and a half.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go a little bit more into the character. So yeah, if you want to, and I guess we don't want to give the whole thing away. Mm-hmm. We want to give the audience a chance to enjoy. But if you talk about the adventures, do your characters in particular find themselves, you know, give us a little insight into, you know, what we can expect from the characters on stage.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing about Hades is that he really has this war going on inside of him between controlling the underworld and being this all-powerful god and his love for Persephone. and how those can sort of be at odds at times, and just really finding like the dichotomy between those two things, and I just finding the beauty in that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Aria.
For Eurydice, I think her biggest challenge is that she's very guarded and very emotionally scared to be in one place for too long. So then she finds this boy who she falls in love with, and her whole world is turned upside down.
Wow.
So like really finding that dynamic, and then her whole world is turned upside down again when she goes to the underworld. So she's really just kind of trying to survive and make her own way in the world, which is really cool.
The depth that you're going into these characters is just amazing. Did you do like a historical research on each of these, and just how do you prep?
We've done a lot of character work where we go over the script and sort of ask ourselves, what are these characters feeling? What are their objectives? And we've really made an emphasis on that and finding the characters so we can really honor this deep and well-written story.
Very well said. Thank you for that. So you mentioned some of that. There's no dialogue. There's a lot of chorus, a lot of music. But if you think about the attributes of a musical, you have singing, acting, and dancing. And I know it's hard to pick one, but if you had to pick one area that is just really is your calling, you love the most about the musical, which one stands out to you?
For me, I would say I love the acting in this musical. Yeah. I think finding the balance between the war inside of Hades is just such a beautiful challenge that I've really enjoyed.
Awesome.
Yeah, I would have to agree. The acting is just impeccable in this show. It's really, really deep. But I also really, really love the music to this show. So I think I might have to go with singing because it's just, it's so unique. It's very, very different from most things, like most musicals nowadays. It's more jazz and New Orleans blues than it is actual musical theater. So it's really cool to like be in a musical that's not like super up tempo as typical.
I'm from the South, and as soon as you said New Orleans, I got really hungry because it's amazing food there.
Yeah,
but I am. I'm really excited. My wife and I are going to be able to be there together. She loves musicals as well.
Yeah.
She works for another district that we won't talk about because we're Verona School District, and we just keep it like that.
100%.
Yeah,
absolutely. So one of the things that we're always amazed about is while we see 15 to 20 people on stage during a musical, there are so many people that's working behind the scenes. And just before the beginning of the school year, we had convocation, and they were starting to build a set. And I walked in the first time, I'm like, oh my, this has got to be one of the biggest sets that I've ever seen. And it wasn't even complete at that time. And now I've been able to take a tour in and see how far it's gotten. And we know that's due to the work of so many people behind the scenes that may not ever come out on the stage. So talk about, you know, the supports that we have and what does it mean to be a full family that brings this musical together?
Yeah, so we have 43 cast members in total, which is really, really cool.
Absolutely.
But behind the stage, we do have 25, 30.
We have 72 total in the show.
Yeah, 30 crew members who are working their butts off to get this show running behind the scenes. They work the lights, they work the sound, they work the props, so what we bring on stage, they open the doors for us, so they really track every single part of the show, and they really make it fit together, and their work is impeccable. I remember during we had like a camp where we learned the show back in August, and every single day the crew would come in after we were done, and they would just work. And every single day we would come in and just peek our heads in to see how much progress they'd made.
Yeah.
Because it was so cool to see how fast they put this thing together. It's really, really impressive.
Absolutely. And we definitely want to give a shout out to the crew behind the scenes for their amazing work. I know they get acknowledgments in the program, and I think it's fair to say they're equally as important to what you see on the stage.
Oh, 1,000%.
Absolutely. Yeah. The show would not be happening without them.
No.
Absolutely. And what is the best way for kind of a novice like myself or audience to really give acknowledgments to the crew to help them understand how important they are?
I think that the best way to do that is just by really appreciating it.
Yeah.
And of course, if you see them after the show, because we have a run crew who help the show go smoothly, I think it's always great to congratulate them. They work so hard, and just And then also a great way to honor that is by getting the word out there about this show, getting people to come.
Yeah, coming to see it.
Yeah, it's really great.
Awesome. And we're pushing it. It was a topic in our cabinet meeting at the senior leadership yesterday that everyone grab your tickets because we're going to go out and support the cast crew. Yeah. And we also know that there are some really dynamic staff that are supporting this work. Can we talk about the staff that help bring this to life?
Yeah. So we have our director, Mari, who's just fantastic. She works so hard to bring us an amazing show with amazing choreography and direction. We also have an assistant director this year, Chloe.
Wow.
She's awesome. She's got really great insight into the acting. We've been really able to like dive deeper into the acting this show because of Chloe's help.
And then we have our music director, Miss Heather Thorpe. She's also the choir teacher, and she's been really working with us to make the story our own while giving the script life.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our producer, Mary Schrader. She is doing an amazing job of getting everything in order.
Yeah, she does all the behind the scenes work. Yeah. So she really does so much unacknowledged work that we're really, really appreciative of.
Yeah,
absolutely. And so the combination of students and adults coming together in partnership for this music, for this musical, and allowing our community and I mean people beyond our community come to our shows, you know, and to be able to bring this, we're going to continue to promote this everywhere and push it out there because I think it's going to be an experience that they won't forget. And I know you're not under any pressure whatsoever because you just relax and have a good time. We know you're going to do wonderful out there.
Yeah.
So something our listeners may not be familiar with is Tech Week. And can you describe what is Tech Week? What are the strategies for staying healthy and fresh during Tech Week and while the show is running?
Yeah, so Tech Week is the week before or the week of performances. So that'll be next week for us. And it'll actually start this Saturday where we have our cue to cue rehearsal, which is where we run through the show slowly so they can get all the lighting cues programmed. And that is about 6 hours. And then the next day we have our sits probe, which is the first time singing the show through with the band, which is always just amazing to hear what they've been working on.
Yeah.
And then it is dress rehearsals, which are after school until 9 p.m. And then those we run the show with costumes just like we would for a performance. And then we get notes from Mari, and then we'll run some of those notes. And Tech Week, the big thing about it, I think, is just to stay calm and just really try to take care of yourself outside of rehearsal.
Because
especially with a show that is just so taxing, it's really important to take care of yourself.
Awesome. All right. Any thoughts there?
Yeah. Yeah, they're really long days. It's really tempers flare just because everyone's so tired. But it's so much fun. That's really where like the bonding of the shows come in because you're just spending so much time with every single person there. But yeah, it's really fun and really taxing. Like Morty said, I just try to get as much sleep as I can and really try to find like a good balance between putting my all in and saving some for later. And yeah, just eating good food, trying to find enough sleep between rehearsals. Yeah.
Absolutely. I have a little story if I can share about my son. My son was in theater when he was in school, and I have a picture of him during Tech Week wearing his sweatshirt that says, "I'm sorry about what I said during Tech Week." He's sitting on the couch in our house trying to eat and sleep at the same time. So that kind of sums up Tech Week.
Yeah, definitely.
that's wild. You know, and I love the way both of you spoke about staying fresh and being prepared for the show. As I as I listen to interviews from many artists in different realms, they always approach being on stage understanding that people in the audience may be seeing them for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
And often in our high school musicals, they're coming into that space and it's the first time they're going to possibly see a high school musical overall, but definitely the first time that they'll see you in a performance. So how do you carry that mindset into the stage that every audience member is looking at this through fresh eyes, even though you may have done it 3 times in a row now?
Yeah, I think we just really try to bring our all and show the best show we can, trying to stay on top of all the little things, on top of all the big things, just really staying in the moment and giving them the best show we can, because it does we have done it like 7 million times at this point, but it's each time we find something new and we try to portray that through the run. And so,
yeah, for me, it's really important to think about it that, you know, it might be my second time doing it that day. I might have done it this week. I might be tired, but this audience deserves to have just as good a show as every other audience. And it's such a special thing going to the theater to see a show. And I just think that the audience deserves to have a great show. And I think that we are really here to give it to them.
Excellent. Excellent responses. I mean, so you kind of crossed into, you know, we, you know, there's the, you know, you talked about being until 9 o'clock at night and the workload, and you're still being, you're still a student. You still have the expectations too. So can you talk to us about, you know, for maybe some of our younger listeners that are thinking about going into this work, like how the balance of being a student while being a part of the arts as well, and what are some of the strategies that you use to make sure that you accomplish both?
Yeah, I know it's definitely difficult. I think one thing that's really nice is that our musical is done by the first week in October.
Yeah.
So it's not too long that we have to balance being in the musical and being in the show, or in doing school rather. But one thing that we do is, like, if we're not being used in rehearsal, we will do homework. We'll do homework at lunch, and just really trying to stay caught up, because obviously school is the number one priority. But just finding those times, and it is hard work, but I think it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's definitely a balance to be found. It is, you are kind of like finding the little pockets where you're not used to sneak in some reading or whatever. But yeah, all the directors and the music director, they all acknowledge that school comes first. So they're very much in support of schoolwork and staying on top of things and finding the balance. But it is just a balance, and you can have fun while also doing hard work.
Absolutely. So this, I mean, you're a student and you're performing in the arts, but you're also at home. How do your families get involved? Are you singing around the house? Are you practicing lines around the house? How does that function at home as well?
Yeah. I mean, my family is all super supportive. I'm kind of singing around the house all day.
Yeah.
And so I practice lines with my mom, but also there's parent committees where parents can volunteer to help out. They run the front of the house. So like selling concessions, ushering people to their seats. They do all those things, which is really cool to see, like, the support in that way.
Yeah, I know my mom and my dad have really come to love the musical. Mm-hmm. They listen to the music a lot. They really like it. And I think it's so special that it's a whole family thing. You know, there are places for parents to volunteer. There are places for students to get involved, either on stage or off stage. And it's just really special how while bringing people who don't know each other together, it also brings families together.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's great to hear.
Laundry was a big thing when my kid was in theater. Parents would sign up to take loads of laundry home after the show and bring it back all fresh and clean.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that the performance that you have on stage is meaningful to you as well. I mean, even though you're entertaining us, we want to make sure that we're providing a supportive atmosphere. And there isn't, or maybe there is, but a book that just talks about theater etiquette, about how do we make sure that the audience is there in a way that allows you to do your best on stage. If we could do a quick snapshot to our audience, like when we come into this, from the time we enter, like what is the best way for the audience to make sure that they're doing everything from etiquette standpoint to ensure that the performance goes off without any mistakes?
I really like this question, because Hadestown, it's a lot different than a more traditional musical, where there are a lot of opportunities for you to applaud when someone enters.
Yeah.
Like in our opening song, where all the characters are introduced, it's expected that you'll applaud because the actors on stage applaud for the people who come in.
Yeah.
Or there's a song where the band members are introduced. And so I think the important thing to remember is that, you know, if you're happy and if you love something that you see, applaud. Mm-hmm. If there's something that's funny, laugh. This is such a human show that we want you to experience the show however you feel fit. So, you know, if you love something, let us know.
Excellent.
Yeah, we love hearing it on stage. We love hearing the response from the crowd. So anything that if, whether it's a gasp if something happens or a chuckle if something funny happens, we love to just hear it and make sure what we think is happening is being portrayed.
Excellent. Can you see the crowd up there?
Kind of. Yeah. It's when the lights are on, it's a little bit harder. You can see like the first couple rows and then it's just a sea of heads.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's there's a little bit of interaction there.
Yeah. You can definitely feel a buzz.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. I just had to, I want to throw that one in there because I want to be the best audience member ever, but I also want everybody in there to make sure that they were engaging. And sometimes we sit in our on our hands because we don't know if we're interrupting the show.
Yeah.
And it's just great to hear that we that you want us to be a part of this as well.
100%.
So we probably should get to the logistics of make sure we get an audience there and give them the dates and times as we get ready to close out the show. And so, Morty, would you want to give us a rundown of when and where shows will be taking place, and then we'll add some final thoughts as we close out.
Yeah, so shows will be at the VHS High School, the PAC. We have shows October 9th, 10th, and 11th, 7 p.m. every night, and then we will also have a matinee on Saturday the 11th at 2 o'clock. And then we're actually super excited to announce that we will have ASL, American Sign Language Interpretation, at the Saturday matinee. And then you can get tickets at vhstheater.ludus.com, where you you can purchase tickets there.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And we really encourage a very large turnout for our show. You're going to have an amazing time. You're going to be able to support our dynamic cast on the stage and behind the scenes and the adults that do so much to support our musicals in our community. And it's a community event. It's coming right off of homecoming. So we'll keep the momentum going of everything that's happening. We always know that every day is a great day to be a Wildcat here.
Yeah.
And we're just going to keep that energy going. So I'm gonna close with you and just any final thoughts that you want our audience to know, any random. The show's yours.
Come see the show. It's super fun. I actually got to see it on Broadway. That's awesome. Where my love for this started. It's an otherworldly experience that I think everyone should be able to see.
All right. There's no better way to close the show than with those comments right there. So we're going to turn it back to you, Marcy.
Absolutely. Everyone, get on out and see the show. If you were curious about it, you've got a little insider's peek after listening to the podcast. You can get your tickets at vahstheater.ludus.com. And we hope to see you all there. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on In the Loop with the Soup.